My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Believe in Bengal podcast. Yours truly, Solomon Wilcox. Got a great show coming up for you today. You're going to get a chance to meet one of the Bengals' sensational rookies. Of course, it's going to be cornerback Josh Newton joining us on today's show. But first, let me tell you about Bet Online. It is the number one source for NBA, NHL, Major League Baseball. And of course, the NHL playoffs are taking place. So don't forget to have some fun with that. It's every stat, every matchup, even the odds for every single game that's being played. And of course, you can have a lot of fun with this and get 50% off by using the promo code BELEAV, B-L-E-A-V, and get 50% off by going to the website of Bet Online. Bet Online, it is where the game starts here. All right, I want to start today's show by just kind of having a conversation about a couple of things. One, this is the time of year where rookies are being integrated into the team locker room, on the playing field. They're being integrated just into the culture of the team. And if rookies are going to be successful coming into a locker room with grown men, where everything's already laid out, the rules are already laid out, this is how we go about doing our business, all of those things on the successful teams, it's already spelled out. And it's up to the young players to come in and fit in, to really learn and understand how to be integrated onto a team that's already had some success. And that's exactly where the Cincinnati Bengals find themselves. And if you were to ask me, what defines the Cincinnati Bengals culture as we sit here today, entering the 2014 season? Most people probably couldn't come up with a word that really does define this team. We've seen some teams that's been pretty chaotic. We've seen some teams led by, in the past, led by charismatic personalities, outspoken. People were more prone to social media, sort of charismatic personalities. But not this team, right? This is a team that is really understated until game time. They tend to speak the loudest when they get on the field, and they're beating some of the best teams in the NFL. This is a team that didn't even go to the playoffs 1 year ago and beat one of the teams that was in the Super Bowl, and the San Francisco 49ers. This is a team that has repeatedly beat the two-time defending Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs. This is a team that's beat a four-time AFC East Division title holder in the Buffalo Bills in back-to-back seasons. So Cincinnati Bengals are one of the better teams in the National Football League. If you were to ask me what defines their culture, I would have to say, and it's rather understated, it's nothing charismatic, but it would be togetherness. This is a team that's very close. This is a team that is, you can't pull them apart. And even when it comes to the coaching staff, the relationship between the coaching staff and the players, they're like this. You don't hear of any beefs coming out of this locker room, any beefs coming out of what could be problematic, you know, with a player and the coaches. Even if there's some contract conversation about maybe a player not getting what they want, you know what the players, at least the character, high character guys, have said, you know what? We can win. Let's go out and win games. We'll worry about that later. I can't remember a Bengals team that's had players like that refusing to hold out to really put the team goals above their own personal goals. That defines this Cincinnati Bengals team. And I think it goes back to the very first year that Zach Taylor came in town. 2019 season, didn't have a good year. But you know what they did? They embraced some of the other players that were coming off of Marvin Lewis's roster. Most coaches would not do that. They would be cleaning house right away, particularly on a team that didn't win. But Zach Taylor has this personal Midas touch where He taps into the good that is there, and he's able to get it to produce. Players like Tyler Boyd were already on the staff. We're already on the roster. Joe Mixon was a player that was already on the roster. And you know what Zach Taylor did? He made them his. He didn't say, those guys are Marvin's players. These guys are my players. He made what whoever was here. You know, he tried to do it, you know, with Carlos Dunlap. Carlos had his own opinion of what he wanted to do. And you know what? He allowed Carlos to go play elsewhere. Carlos ended up winning a Super Bowl with the Kansas City Chiefs. But I think Zach Taylor just has a way about him where he knows how to ingratiate just this really great environment where everybody feels like they're family. Everyone's going in the same direction. And then they were able to get a player by the name of Joe Burrow in 2020. Now, in that draft were, I think, foundational players to the team that we now see, and that's Joe Burrow, T. Higgins in the second round, in the third round, linebacker Logan Wilson. These guys have become foundational players along with Joe Burrow. And that year, in the offseason, in free agency, you saw them sign two critical foundational players that helped this team get to where they are today. And that was DJ Reader, came over from the Houston Texans, and Von Bell, who came in from the New Orleans Saints. Those guys were critical. And it was in that summer, after they had drafted Joe Burrow, had not yet played in one game, they're going into the 2020 season, they got together for a team-building project over at the Underground Railroad Freedom Center. Great museum, by the way. And they got together and they began to talk and they began to share their own personal stories about who they are, where they were from, how they grew up. And in sharing those stories, they bonded as a football team. These things are very important when you're trying to get a large number of people to all buy into one thing. You have to get to know each other. You have to begin to respect one another. You have to begin to listen and learn from one another. That's what these guys did. As young men, they were able to sit in a room and share their own personal stories. And that team bonded. And you remember, they didn't have the best year. Joe Burrow was injured that year after 10 games. But the way they finished the season, even without Joe Burrow, I remember Von Bell laying the wood when they went up to Pittsburgh to take on the Steelers that year. So by the time they get to the 2021 season, they add another significant player that I think was another foundational player. They get him through the draft, and that's Ja'Marr Chase. And in free agency that offseason, they signed a couple of more foundational players in Trey Hendrickson and my man Mike Hilton. And I'm telling, and these guys all bought into the culture. They brought in with them this sense of team, this sense of togetherness. They understood that winning was the greater goal, that it's more about the we than it is the me. And it helped build upon the culture that already started to gain some momentum. And that was the year we saw the Cincinnati Bengals take flight in 2021, even as a wild card team, didn't win the division that year, but end up beating Kansas City twice in the same season, including the AFC Championship game, to represent the AFC in the Super Bowl as AFC champions. And that's pretty much the team that we have now. Even the players that we've been able to add, even though we've lost some of those foundational players, you see players wanting to come back and play for this team. Teams that are players that are drafted, even this year, coming in for the first time to play, they understand it. I've had players tell me, this is one of the closest-knit teams I've ever seen. And so that's what we're expecting when it comes to rookie players. We're looking for a place to be integrated into this team. Players who are signed via free agency, a Geno Stone, a Von Bell coming back to our football team. Von knows what it's like to be in this locker room. That's why it's so critical that he's coming back to our team, because we're going to see significant improvement simply because you've got this team that has a strong sense of family, a strong sense of togetherness. And even Trey Hendrickson, who has said, yeah, he did request a trade. He didn't get it. But is he sitting around pouting and whining and crying? No. He was like, look, man, this is a team that can win a Super Bowl. So he's willing to put those things on the shelf to really participate in the collective and really be about the businesses of winning a championship. So that's why this is going to be a fun season for Cincinnati Bengals fan. I want you to stick around right here on the Believe in Bengal podcast. When we come back on the other side, you're going to hear from one of the Bengals rookies who are looking to find a spot on this team. This guy is a hard worker dude. I think you're going to enjoy meeting Josh Newton, the cornerback from TCU. Right now we're joined by...
Make this new school year an opportunity for your kids to learn important life skills with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families where kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely while parents keep an eye on kids' money habits. Greenlight also helps families get into their fall routine with a chores feature that lets parents assign chores and pay kids allowance when they check them off. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/pod. Greenlight.com/pod.
Cincinnati Bengals fifth round pick in the 2024 draft. Josh Newton from TCU, excellent cornerback play. Josh, how you doing today, my friend?
I'm blessed. I just wanted to say hello to the Houdet family before we get started. I know that.
Yeah. Oh man, you fit right in, man. You know what it's like to be a Cincinnati Bengal. First of all, I just want to know, you got the call from the Cincinnati Bengals. You know, it's a lifelong dream to be drafted by any team in the NFL. When you heard it was the Cincinnati Bengals, Josh, on the other end, what was the first thing that came to your mind?
I'm walking to a hostile environment. I'm coming to a Super Bowl contender team. So, yeah. I mean, that kind of is everything within itself right there.
Yeah, you know, hey, we're going to be playing in some big games. You got a chance to be part of some big moments. And it is a wonderful opportunity. There's no doubt about it. Look, man, had a chance to check out your game. You got cat-like quickness, sticky coverage, do a lot of the things that coaches want to see when it comes to players at your position who play cornerback. You're a competitor, played in a lot of big-time games at TCU, but just kind of describe your game philosophically. If someone was asked, what kind of game do you have? What do you bring to the table? What do you have to say about that?
Toughness for sure. Like to play hands on. Put my hands on guys. I like to press, but I don't have a problem with playing off of certain situations because if it's called for it, then I have to do it. But great communicator on the field. Believing my teammates, trusting my teammates to do their job, and I trusted myself and my abilities to do my job and get the job done. So
yeah, and that's the way that you got to do it. I want to go back to your high school days because I was reading about you. You played both wide receiver and cornerback. Man, you had five straight games over 100 yards receiving. Yeah. You were putting in some work, weren't you?
Yeah. But we didn't get rolling until about week four anyway. That was my first when I caught my first touchdown my senior year. So after that week, man, it was reps. And then we had a new offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
My cousin at the time, he was coming from corner his junior year to quarterback. So corner to quarterback is like, you know, that's a tough task to do, but
that's right.
Man, it's, you know, offense takes time. That's one thing offense. That's one thing I learned like during football, like especially offense is time and rhythm.
That's right. That's right. So how did playing wide receiver help you in your transformation even today in playing cornerback? And you talked about understanding the timing of an offense. Right. You got to understand that clock. That ball is going to come out under certain situations. It's going to come out quick. So talk to me about how that playing wide receiver has helped you in your role today at cornerback.
Really just knowing like what the offense is on the offense is on the field, you know they buy the logos. You better be ready to go shots.
That's right.
And then like also just playing different receivers over the years, you kind of know what you're gonna get. Cause if you got a 6'4" guy that's kind of like stiff, he's not gonna run too many, you know what I'm saying, double moves or, you know what I'm saying, stuff little guys do. He's not gonna run any pivots or anything like zig routes or nothing like that. It's gonna be more slant, curl, stop, slant.
And if you
kind of even, he's gonna keep going on the nine ball. So it's more gonna be back shoulder stuff like that. So just playing different guys over the years is I just kind of started to, you know, grasp.
So you understand your personnel, having played receiver, you know what each guy could do. Coaches are gonna give certain guys, given their body type and their skill set, they're gonna give them certain routes. And you can already start now eliminating what you can get
the whole route tree. That's right. You don't have to cover the whole route tree. Just my coach now, Coach Charles Burks, man, he only been here for about a solid 9 or 10 days, but I done learned a lot of stuff. And you know, one thing I'm just telling him, I'm gonna give myself to him every day. Whenever I walk in the meeting room, like, I'm yours. Like, do whatever you need to do so I can be fine-tuned to play on.
Love that attitude, man. Just, you know, soaking up the knowledge, you know, having tremendous football IQ. Part of playing in the secondary, really the ability to eliminate the things that you know you're not going to get. And really just dial in on the small percentage of things that you know you could get based on down, distance, personnel grouping, and who that player really is. And formation. Absolutely. That's my man. Good
and
stuff.
Where the specific player is in the formation.
That's right. In the slot. Is he outside the numbers? Top of the numbers? Bottom of the numbers? Talk to me about that.
Like everything, like this, that's when I was going back to Coach Burks. Like everything, like any little thing, like he could be right on the bottom of the numbers. It's a certain route that he running right there. Like, so it's just like, I just be in the meeting, like, you know, like, you know, so.
Hey, Josh,
I just love to learn, man.
Yeah. Hey, you're thinking, how come I didn't know this all along, man, right? that's what knowledge does, man. It makes you wish that if you would have had it all this time, where you would be. But it's good that you're getting it. Now, take me back a little bit, because coming out of high school, you went to
Louisiana Monroe.
And then you get to TCU. How did you go from Louisiana Monroe to TCU?
I only had that one offer coming out of high school. Mm-hmm. So went in as a receiver. I redshirted my first year, so I didn't play that 2018 fall. Yeah. I went through that 2019 spring, and then May 2019 is when I switched the corner. So I only been at corner for about almost 5 years.
But look, man, you've been putting in work. I was checking it out. Over 4,000 snaps during your college career.
I didn't even know that.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah, that's a stat we don't see.
That's exactly right. Listen, I guarantee you Lou Anaromo knows it, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I guarantee he knows it. And you play a lot in the slot. You play outside. You play from off. You talked about it. You can play the press. Just kind of talk to me about universally and all the things that you do and how you're comfortable and everything that a coach can ask a cornerback to do.
Honestly, I feel like the first thing it starts with, you know what I'm saying, the mindset of being brave.
Yeah.
Because, you know, a cornerback, like, you can tell a bad corner versus a bad corner can't hide versus a old lineman or anything in the old line. Like everything on outside those numbers get maximized, multiplied. So main thing is really starting there mentally, having a mental makeup of knowing when you give up something that ain't the end. So just, I feel like it's all mental for me. And then of course, like the reps and the information that your coach give you, but at the end of the day, you got to, like Coach Burks, he telling me right now, it's like, it ain't about what you know, it's about what you do with what you know.
With what you know, yeah.
So I'm trying to get to that, take everything that I know that I learned from him and actually really copy and paste it and put on the field.
Talk to me more about that, because, you know, when I talk to Deion Sanders, Coach Prime, right?
Mm-hmm.
I love talking with him about just the mindset that's required to play the position at corner.
Right.
Now, you know, because he had this speed that was out of this world, so he could play with that swagger, man. He knew nobody could run by him.
Nobody running by him.
And he knew that, but when you have that kind of understanding, you could approach the position totally different. But I asked him about other guys like a Darrell Revis who didn't necessarily run that great 40 time, but still had that courage. He never thought somebody could beat him. It never entered into his thought and into his thinking because of how he approached it.
Right.
So I wanted to ask you about that, because you seem to have that same confidence and that same kind of swag.
Right. And what's crazy is my coach, during our meeting this morning, he brought up Darrell Revis, showed us some Darrell Revis tape.
Right.
And like
right.
during his 2009 season, his MVP, defensive MVP year, Ooh. He said, yeah, one of the best years as a bump and run corner he's probably ever had since then.
Yeah.
He was just saying it was one game where I think it was like a team had caught like three deep balls on him. But regardless, he was every deep ball that he caught, that the receiver caught, he still was playing the ball.
Yeah.
So that goes back to knowing, like, at the end of the day, like, until the last whistle, to the last quarter play, like, it's not over. Regardless if you win or lose, but it's all about coming back, coming back, coming back, coming back. Like, I ain't gonna, you know, you gotta almost die out here in a sense.
Yeah, man. Yeah, your technique, your understanding of what they're trying to do to you.
Right.
And then the confidence to just have patience, man, at the line of scrimmage. Having that kind of patience comes from the confidence. But even then, they get paid too. They're going to make a play.
Right.
But they ain't going to be able to make enough to beat you. You know what I'm saying, Josh?
Right, right. And make the good outweigh the bad.
That's right. That's right. Love that thought process, man. What you cannot become is like a skittish racehorse. Like you said, defensive backs who are at corner, if you're a little bit skittish, man, they can find you. They can smell it.
They can see it. No, it's all in the way you play what's on tape.
Right. Yeah.
So
that's right.
You gotta think about these offensive coordinators, head coaches, they slash offensive coordinators too.
Yeah.
So they've seen it all, like literally seen it all. So it's like as a player, like knowing when you're going out there, you know you can't fool nobody.
That's right.
Then, like, when you go back to the confidence thing, that comes from the work and the reps and stuff put in when you're not with your coach.
Yeah.
So that's how I got to this point, just putting in the work, doing the things my coach told me to do and doing a little extra.
Well, keep stacking the reps, keep stacking the practices, keep stacking those moments in the film room where you're learning about what you have to do and also learning about the opponent as well. Let's step off the field a little bit and tell me a little bit. I know you in the lab working on your game, but when you get around the city of Cincinnati, tell me about maybe where you've been so far. Where are the places, restaurants you've been to where you've had a chance to get something to eat?
I really just been since the hotel is right here by the river. I just been, you know, I done took a couple walks on the river, just, you know, letting it all settle in, get used to the Ohio, the air, trying to get, you know, get a feel for the city. You know what I'm saying? Just get used to, you know, the new norm. But I've been able to caught a couple places. The Yard House, I've ate there.
Yeah, you know. Yard House. That's good. That's good eats. You go, how about Jeff Ruby Steakhouse? You dine in that yet?
The vets, they actually brought that up, but I ain't trying to let them catch me in there, you know, for right now. So you know how that goes.
I know that's right, because Hey, it could be.
It's coming. It's coming.
It's a big ticket now.
But it's gonna be split up, and I ain't gonna be able to pay. Yeah,
you're not flying solo, right?
No.
Yeah. No,
everybody gonna have to get their piece of the pie.
Yeah. Hey, look, you got to get over to OTR over the Rhine, and you got to check out the Eagle. Check out the Eagle.
OTR and the Eagle.
Yeah, the boys will tell you about the Eagle because everybody likes some good fried chicken. This is like what you used to back home. You know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Yeah, they got some greens. They got some cornbread on the side for that. That's where you want to go. Okay.
Some yams too.
Oh yeah, they gonna take care of you. Yeah, you good. I know where you see you from. Hey man, Louisiana don't get no better than that, right? You know that. Right,
come on now. on another thing though. Since it's going on TV, man, I want to shout out to all the vets on the team. Like, they welcome me, all the rookies, like, as family, open arms, no hazing and nothing like that. Of course, we gonna get to somewhere a little bit, but you know, that's part of the rookie dinner and stuff like that.
It's all good stuff, right?
Yeah, but it's no, you know, BS or nothing like that. Like the vets, they looking like, who can come help right now?
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And they looking, they know it. And you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, just like you can't fool a coach, you can't fool a vet either.
That's right. So they sharing the knowledge.
Yeah, for sure. Like, they ain't holding nothing back.
That's all good stuff, man. Now, you're with a team has got just this camaraderie about themselves. They are family, and it starts at the top with the coach, with Zach Taylor. They built a really good culture, and I appreciate it.
It's a great organization. Like, I kind of seen it. I got a feel for it.
Yeah.
But then once I got in the building,
it's real.
Yeah, for sure. So, man, I'm just right now, I'm just being a sponge, and you know, I'm not trying to do money. I'm not trying to do anything that I'm not asked to do right now. So just stand down, figuring out the playbook, keep learning, keep listening, and I'm gonna have my shot at some point.
That's the right attitude, the right mindset, Josh. One last question before we let you go. I saw your Twitter handle is Bump and Run Fig. Explain it for me, man. Help me out.
Fig is me. Bump and Run is what I like to play.
That's your nickname, Fig?
Mm-hmm. Fig, like Fig Newton.
You know the little
things you eat out the store, Fig Newton?
Absolutely. It was one of my favorite cookies when I was a kid. Love it.
That was back in the 80s, so they was probably a little bit better than me.
That's right. They were. And Bump and Run is your game, right?
That's just my game. But I can switch it up, though, but it's just catchy.
I like it. So if anybody want to hit you up, they can go to your Twitter handle at Bump and Run Fig, and then they can give you a shout out. We want to thank you, man, for taking the time to join. It was just great having a conversation with you and letting the Cincinnati Bengals fans get to know you a little bit. I'm sure they're going to get to know you a whole lot more when we put the pads on and the games start rolling, because you seem a guy that's eager to get out on the field and show everybody what you could do.
Right, for sure.
All right.
I just want to thank, you know, the Bengals Nation, Bengals family, for accepting me. And we gonna get our show on the road very soon. So,
well, we got you. We're gonna take care of you right here on the Believe in Bengal podcast every single
week. Appreciate it, man.
And we're gonna be giving you the love. Okay. So we want to thank Cincinnati Bengals fifth round selection, Josh Newton out of TCU, for stopping by the Believe in Bengal podcast. Wish you all the best, my man. Hoodie.
Thank you, man. Love.
All right. Take
all
care,
right.
Josh. See you.
All right, man. You too.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.